that's right. Where the boys are. We're always looking for where the boys are. And you know who that was singing that? No, it wasn't Connie Francis. It is Rhonda McDaniel, and she's sitting right across the table from me here this afternoon. She, of course, has won 6-time winner of Female Vocalist of the Year. I tell you what, she is very accomplished. She's all the way from McCormick, drove all the way up here to Greenwood for this interview. I'm very pleased to introduce you to Rhonda McDaniel. How are you doing today, Rhonda?
I'm doing great, Ann. Thanks for having me.
It's great to have you here. I tell you what, you said there was a story that went with this song, which is one of the reasons we started with this one. What's the story, Rhonda?
Well, a few years back, I had this couple that... they kept picking me out of the crowd and asking me to do that song.
Okay.
And being in beach music, you think about shag.
Sure.
Well, I couldn't figure out how that was going to work. I know there's a couple of definitions for shag, but hey.
Okay.
We were thinking dance.
Right, exactly.
But the couple just, every time I'd see them, they'd mention that song. And I kind of just brushed it off. And finally, I decided at one point, you know,
give it a try.
I'll give this a try. He said, well, the couple is Pat and Paul Willoughby, and they said...
Big supporters of yours.
Very big supporters. And they said if I would do the song, you know, they'd take care of the expense and all. They just wanted me to sing it. So I thought about it. You know, what do I have to lose? Made good
sense
reputation? To me.
Reputation? No, I don't think so. Okay.
So I finally gave in and went ahead and did the song. And... to my surprise, turned out being a big song for a live audience.
Wow.
You don't have to shag to it.
Right.
The first time I sang the song in public, I don't know if you're familiar with the Spanish Galleon down in North Myrtle Beach, but it's a pretty big room.
Mm-hmm.
It was full, and I was just as nervous as I could be. But I got up and sang the song, and at the end of it, I had a standing ovation, and I was amazed because I was still afraid of the song. I didn't know what it was going to do in the business.
Sure.
But people were wiping tears.
Wow.
They were remembering the movie.
Sure.
And that particular time in their life. And I just...
it was at the beach. It was at the beach.
I was at the beach, yeah. And I just didn't understand all that. I didn't even see the movie. Pat and Paul bought the movie and sent it to me.
And then you watch the movie after you'd done the song.
Well, actually, it was right before, but, you know, yeah. I didn't know enough about the song. I'd heard it many times when I was much younger.
Sure.
But I've always liked it.
Yeah.
But I did the song, and it is my most requested song at a live performance right now.
Wow.
And the one that I was the most afraid of ends up being the most requested.
Why do you think that is? For the memory or be your version of it? Or what do you think it is, Rhonda?
I really don't know. A lot of people say that I put so much more energy and heart and power into the song. But they just have special memories from that particular time and that movie and that song.
Sure.
And I'm just thrilled to have had the opportunity to do that. And, you know, I've 100 times over, I've thanked Pat and Paul for actually talking me into it. But even with that, there came a sponsorship.
Sure.
And they own several of the McDonald's.
Mm-hmm.
And so from doing this song, it's been a wonderful friendship and sponsorship that comes from it.
Absolutely.
They are two absolutely wonderful people, and they've opened up their homes to us, and anytime we're in their area, they want us to stay with them.
That's really nice.
It's good to know there's people out there that want to help you.
Sure.
They enjoy music, and they just want to help. Somebody that, it's kind of hard to explain that.
Sure.
But they enjoyed
like bringing somebody along.
They enjoyed hearing me sing, and I'm just proud that they picked me out of a crowd.
Absolutely.
But it's ended up being a great friendship along with sponsorship.
Sure. And they were there with you when you won the 6-time Female Vocalist of the Year. And I understand you were even preparing yourself not to win, right? 5 times was a lot, Rhonda.
There's another little story in that.
Oh, I'm glad we've got stories here this afternoon, yes.
Well, I kind of thought I was kind of at the end of my road there.
Yeah?
You can't keep keeping on. I keep trying, but, right. You know, there's no guarantees. But speaking of the award show, I had Paul right beside me.
Mm-hmm.
And he was just so uncomfortable. Through the whole show.
Okay.
I noticed he was so fidgety and just moving around, and come to find out, he was worried if I didn't win, what was he going to say?
And I understand you had some notes in your hand, and when you walked up to the stage, you forgot you had the notes in your hand.
I did. Matter of fact, I've done that twice.
Twice?
So, I guess there's no need for me to make notes. Once, you know, if you're so excited.
Yeah.
All your emotions just, I don't know, they take over.
Right.
You can't really think. I can't.
Right.
I watch people go up there, and they're so calm and cool and collective. They just do what they need to do and step away.
Right.
Well, my heart's about to jump out of my chest. And I'm trying to breathe at the same time.
I guess that's why I won Best Radio Show of the Year for the whole state of South Carolina.
I saw that, and I want to say congratulations to you.
Thank you very much. But, you know, it is a group of radio broadcasters. So when you win the award, they don't let you say anything because they're afraid that radio broadcasters would just take over and not quit talking, and they'd have to haul them off with a hook or something. So I didn't have to worry about that. You only got to go up and say, oh, I won. Thank you very much. But that was it. But, yeah, I can imagine putting thoughts through your brain that, you know, if you win this again. Of course, the first time had to have been the most awesome time, was it?
It was. But honestly speaking, although I have won the thing 6 times,
mm-hmm.
every time you're more nervous.
You're more nervous?
More nervous. I am.
Okay.
I don't know about the others who have won several awards.
Mm-hmm.
But for me, each year actually gets more stressful.
Okay, well, I thought maybe, you know, the first time. Did you have any idea that you were going to win the first time?
Absolutely not.
I mean,
I was nominated four years before I ever got it.
Wow.
So, in my mind, I was going to be that Susan Lucci.
Yeah, right. 30 years and you've never won it. Yeah.
You know, I'm not from around there, and most of the artists are.
Okay.
And they have their strong followers.
And that makes a difference.
It does. Nobody really even knew who I was. I would just show up down there during SOS. And
does that save our souls?
Society of Stranders.
Okay.
It's all about, well, you know, I don't know if you're familiar with it, but it's a huge event, and shaggers just come in from everywhere. I mean, probably 15,000 show up.
Wow.
That's
huge.
It's all on Main Street, North Myrtle Beach.
Mm-hmm.
Not a lot of clubs there.
Right.
But there's several. And it's wall to wall, back to back.
Do the cops just take the night off because they just can't control up the crowds then?
I never see a cop.
Exactly.
But you never see trouble.
Sure.
It's the largest adult party in the Southeast.
How about that?
It is.
Wow.
As a matter of fact, for a long time, I thought I was the youngest one there.
All right. Hey, I tell you what, we're talking with Rhonda McDaniel here. We're going to be having a good time talking about some of her other hits and some of the other things she's done, so don't you go away. If you've got a question for Rhonda, give us a call, 229-7984. That's 229-7984.
Gold. Gold. More precious than any other time in history. Do you have gold? Do you need cash? Then bring it to SFG. That's Sharp Facets Gallery, 1220 Bypass 72 Greenwood. telephone 229-6613. Don't forget, we buy diamonds too, paying the highest prices for your gold and diamonds at Sharp Facets Gallery.
Oh, that's right. We're right back here, Sharp Facets Gallery. We are here with Rhonda McDaniel. Now, Rhonda, it says here that you started singing at age 3. Were you singing? You know, I do classic country music on Saturday mornings, and I'm always amazed to see the number of classic country artists who had their own radio show at age 10, things like this, you know. And I always wonder, and I've heard the stories of who is it that was standing up on the counter dancing at an early, was it Hack Bartley? I can't remember, standing up and singing and everything. So what exactly did you do when you started singing at age 3? Were you performing?
Well, I was. My daddy was, he was a musician.
Mm-hmm.
And
he was in the Army?
He was.
Yeah.
He entertained the troops.
And that's a good thing.
Yes, he did. Very proud to say that.
That's where the boys are.
That's right. Okay. I missed that.
Okay, go ahead, Rhonda. Sorry.
But he also did a lot of emceeing for like CB jamborees and things like that. And when I was a little girl, that's what they were really big into.
Mm-hmm.
And there was always groups that would come to perform at these CB jamborees. And so he would get up and sing with them. And then he would call me on stage. And my first two songs for the public.
Yes, for the public. Okay, this is an unveiling right here this afternoon, folks.
Was I Saw the Light.
Okay.
And Hey Good Looking.
Hey Good Looking.
That's right. Still looking for those boys.
That's right, that's right. And how were you dressed? Did they dress you up in a little...
No.
Cowgirl costume or something here? No,
I was just simply me.
Okay.
I was then who I am now.
You are. Okay, how about that?
I'm not one that likes to get all dressed up and...
They didn't gussy you up? No?
No. No? Actually, they didn't.
They just called you up on the stage? You'd be playing and they just call you up out there on the stage?
They did. Huh. I guess it was just cute.
Cute.
It was cute to have a little child come on stage and sing. But my daddy was one of those who, he worked with me a lot at home, playing the guitar and trying to teach me how to stay in key and, you know. But after a year or two, he started playing tricks with me when I'd get up there.
Yeah?
He would start a song, and then he would just change the key in the middle of it to see if I could keep up. Well, I fooled him. I did.
You did?
I did.
That's when he knew you had some talent, maybe, yes?
I think so, because he did work with me a lot. He did, and he tried to he tried to make sure I could have as perfect of a pitch as humanly possible.
Mm-hmm.
And I've had several people say that, I'm not going to say perfect, but a lot of people will say that. It may be changing now that I'm getting older. But I thought that was such a great thing to have somebody say
about
you.
That is a great gift. Yeah, and that's a great gift.
I'm one of those, like I say, I started country.
Mm-hmm.
But then we had to branch out and try these other things. So through the years, I've sang a little bit of everything.
Well, that's good. Gives you good versatility.
I didn't do them all well.
Well.
But I
understand you like ballads.
I do.
You do?
I do.
And, of course, that doesn't really fit with shag, does it?
It does not.
Yeah.
Now, you have to have the song for it to actually hit the charts. And that's one thing that has thrown me off about Where the Boys Are. I couldn't get it to make it to many charts. The DJs liked it, but I don't think they wanted to play slow songs.
Yeah.
But it was just, it's the most requested song I have singing live.
How about that? That is pretty amazing. Now, you went on and learned to play the piano, but did you have lessons?
I did not. I have never taken any lessons. Well, let me rephrase that. I tried one time, but the teacher gave up because I kept remembering everything she would teach me. She said she couldn't teach me.
She couldn't teach you?
So you I just kept doing my thing. Yeah. But, you know, to hear other people say it, if you play by ear, you put a lot more feeling, and I don't know, the song, I don't know, it just comes together a lot smoother.
Mm-hmm. Sure.
When you play by ear.
Sure. Oh, I think it's marvelous to be able to play by ear and to not be so worried about where the notes are and this type of thing. It does. It lets you concentrate, I would think, on the music more.
Well, you're right about that. I've tried to play several instruments. Now, piano seems to be the one I did better on.
Okay. Okay.
I tried guitar, mm-hmm. which I still play a little bit, but I don't play that in the public. Have a couple saxophones. Definitely don't do that in the public.
Well, I've got a saxophone too now, Rhonda.
I will pick it up at home.
Yeah.
And I won't do it in the public.
Yeah, okay.
My lips didn't learn the proper... Well, see, trying to
the
teach
pucker up, yeah, there, yeah.
I can't even give you the right terms because I didn't have lessons.
Yeah, there you go. All right, well, we are having a great conversation this afternoon with Rhonda McDaniel. She is 6-time Female Vocalist of the Year with the Carolina Beach Music Academy. When we come back, we're going to talk some about the Carolina Beach Music Academy, how you can become a member of it, and some of the other things here. When I come back, I think I'm going to play another song, so you stay right with us right here on WCRS. News is up. We'll be back.
McDonald's presents Confessions of an Ex-Hipster.
I loved cappuccinos, so I put on an itchy turtleneck and grew a goatee. But before I knew it, I was into French films, indie rock, and not bathing. Luckily, I got help from McDonald's McCafe cappuccinos. Now I'm watching football, wearing khakis, even high-fiving again. Thank you, McDonald's.
New McCafe mochas, lattes, and cappuccinos from McDonald's. With fresh ground espresso and real steamed milk, it's all the coffee, hold the attitude. At participating McDonald's.
Visit your local McDonald's in Greenwood and Abbeville today.
I just found out that was the first song that Rhonda McDaniel recorded. That's right, Walking After Midnight. Rhonda, good job on that one. That's one you enjoy, isn't it? You can tell you enjoy that song.
I do, and the way that it was put together, I mean... Everything I sing is a little bit different from the original. Not mm-hmm. much, but a little bit. And that one, they just kind of stepped it up a little bit. Actually, Hack Bartley had a part in that song. He kept trying to get me to record something. He just do some Patsy Cline, he said. So, kept trying to think of what to do. And he said, well, just come to the house, and me and Jake will help you put a demo together. And I'll take it to the producer I work with. So I went to Hacks, and we did that, and I thought, well, this is just terrible. Nobody's going to want this. And Hack took it to Keith Houston at KHP Music, and he took what we did in Hack's house,
mm-hmm.
which is way different from what you just heard.
Right. Of course, yes.
And he put his magical touch to it and brought it to life. And when I got the track back, I was like, wow.
I really sound pretty good.
Well, not just me, but the music. It just had such good feel to it. And still, not knowing how that would work in beach music, but it did get me noticed a little bit.
Sure.
You know, from 2004, that's when that song came out. Fortunately, I have been nominated in the Carolina Beach Music Awards every year since that song came out. And, I mean, I didn't win them,
right.
but I was nominated.
That's pretty awesome, Rhonda.
I'm very proud of that, especially because so many people do not know who I am. You know, Hack, he had a big part in helping, too. I mean, he had his own following.
Sure.
And so he was trying to get people to listen to me and support me, and I can't say enough about what all he did just to get me started. So I'm very thankful that he pushed me into doing my first song.
Sure.
So now I'm going on my third CD.
How about that? Have you got a new one coming out?
I do. I'm hoping to release one in April.
And the name of it?
I'll let you know.
I knew you were going to say that. She already had told me off the air it didn't have a name. I just had to do that to you, Rhonda. I'm sorry.
The funny thing is, I haven't chosen all the songs yet.
You haven't chosen all the songs?
I will have to work really hard in the next several weeks to make this release happen.
Are you one of the type of people that does better under pressure, like doing it at the last minute? You know, you can have months to do something, and then in the last 2 weeks you get it done and you work like crazy to get it done?
Apparently, because that's the way it keeps happening.
Okay, all right.
And I'm wanting to pull my hair out and everybody else is around me at the same time, but it keeps happening that way.
Yeah.
And, you know, I had mentioned that I work with Keith Houston at KHP Music. Well, he's also a musician, and he plays bass with the band of Oz. Very big, well-known yes. beach mm-hmm. music band. And his schedule is pretty
busy.
So mm-hmm. I have to work around his schedule as well. And I don't mind doing that. He always makes time for me. We just have to figure out what all we can get done in that time.
Sure.
I try to go in and do at least two or three songs each time I go, because I go to Dunn, North Carolina.
Okay.
And I'll be making several trips there in the very near future.
Well, you know, I'll bet a lot of people ask you to sing all the time. Oh, go ahead and sing something for us, Rhonda. I bet you hear that a lot.
I do.
How is that for you? Do you sing something for us, Rhonda? Do you go for it when people ask you that, or what do you do?
It's hard to do if you don't have music.
Yes.
Most people don't understand. You don't just sing without music.
Yeah.
But there again, some do.
Right.
I'm just not comfortable unless I have some music to sing to.
Sure.
So.
And is it easier to sing on stage or just sing with people? What do you think?
I prefer a stage. I just don't feel comfortable sitting around in a room singing unless there's other musicians.
Sure.
Now, that makes the difference.
Sure.
But if it's just me, I'm not comfortable doing that. I don't know why. I don't know why.
Sure. Well, you see them on TV, you know, just, come on, let's have just sit down and sing here, you know, and you always wonder how that is when somebody just is able to just do it. It's tough.
It's a lot easier, like I say, if you're in a room with musicians.
Mm-hmm.
But if you're the only one in there without an instrument,
there you go.
It's really hard to do.
Yeah, it is hard to do.
But I feel privileged that people ask me that. I mean, apparently, I don't think they would ask me if they didn't enjoy listening to me sing.
Sure.
I just don't necessarily do it every time I ask.
Okay,
but
all right.
I love you, listeners.
There you go. Now, Rhonda, of course, you are a member of the Carolina Beach Music Academy, correct?
I am. I've been a member for past 10 years.
Now, but the problem with beach music is it doesn't get the applause, does it, as some of the bigger genres of music?
Well, it doesn't seem to. You know, I was saying earlier that we have these events down in North Myrtle Beach that draws 12 to 15, 16,000 people mm-hmm. to each one. And if we could get all these people interested enough to join the Carolina Beach Music Academy, we might stand a chance of making our music much bigger.
Sure.
You have to have a big enough following for the big dogs to want to deal with you.
Absolutely,
you
know? Yeah.
You know, it'd be nice to turn that Cammy into a Grammy.
Yeah, Cammy into a Grammy. I like it. Yeah.
I'd love to do that.
Yeah, but you got to get that exposure.
You have to have enough people support it to make something like that happen.
And that's the tough part.
We keep trying to do that every year. We just keep trying to get more and more members. And as a member, you can vote for your favorite artist, DJ, club, you name it. Anything to do with the music business, you can vote for it, and your voice will be heard.
Sure.
And so, with that being said, I have to thank everybody who has joined to support me, because I wouldn't have these honors without them.
Sure. Absolutely.
And I'm just so happy that they choose to support me.
Absolutely. Now, if you want to join, there is a website.
It is www.cami.org or www.carolinabeachmusicawards.com.
So either one of those will take you there, and it'll tell you a little bit about it, and you join, and then I think you get special passes and whatnot to during the big awards weekend.
You do. There's several discounts that you can use when you're a member. You know, they try to give something back, but most people, they want to know, well, what do they do with the money from the memberships? Well, they have to rent the Alabama Theater to have this award show.
Well, there's a biggie.
That's a biggie right there.
Right.
They also have live entertainment for 4 or 5 days right there in North Myrtle Beach during this event.
Sure.
Somebody has to pay for it. The entertainment is there for the people who come down to enjoy it.
Sure.
So you have some of the biggest names in beach music and beyond.
Sure.
You know, we have people like Eddie Floyd. I was just trying to think, Little Anthony and the Imperials.
Well, there's an old one right there.
Well, I mean, you have people like this that actually show up and perform on the show.
Sure.
I mean, you're getting this. Of course, the tickets to the theater, that's completely separate. That's not part of your membership.
Sure.
But, you know, you couldn't do that anyway. Unless your ticket, you'd have to go up on the ticket.
Exactly.
But you never know. They always have a surprise there, a surprise guest. There have been some really big names. And I was amazed to be in the back room rubbing shoulders with these guys, you know. Matter of fact, I didn't know who some of them were. And I was so shocked when I found out.
Wow. So there you were, standing right there, and you didn't even know. That's pretty awesome.
I was standing right with Gene Chandler just a couple of months ago and didn't know who he was until they said Duke of Earl.
I was like, okay, I know who you are.
Well, you know, and when you're in your street clothes and everything, you just don't, you don't.
Sure.
I don't know. I was standing right beside Otis Nixon, which he was a baseball player with the Atlanta Braves.
Mm-hmm.
And he was with his wife, and I had no idea who he was, and I was such a big fan when I used to watch the Braves faithfully.
Wow.
And I couldn't believe I was standing right there with him.
Pretty awesome trip, isn't it?
It is. I enjoy it every year. You never know who you're going to run into.
That's pretty awesome. Hey, I'm Ann Eller here with Rhonda McDaniel. If you got a question, give us a call, 229-7984. I want to ask her about what the smoothie song of the year is. I'm not quite sure I understand that one, but she's gotten some more awards. I want to talk some more with Rhonda, so don't you go away. We'll be right back.
Layaway. We've done it for over 30 years here at Sharp Facets Gallery. So whether it's Christmas, a birthday, an anniversary, or just because, we know layaway every day. Come see us today at Sharp Facets Gallery. Need more info? Call us 229-6613. That's 229-6613.
Oh, that's right. We're right back here, Sharp Facets Gallery. I am talking to the one and only Rhonda McDaniel, six-time winner, female vocalist of the year. She's just getting started, I think, from what I'm hearing about her. I think she's just getting started. She's just warming up. She's been nominated in several other categories. The one I'm interested in, though, is Smoothie Song of the Year. Do you drink a smoothie and sing at the same time, Rhonda? I got to know.
I can't tell everything.
Darn, I got to go to the ceremony.
Come try.
Come try it. Okay, Smoothie Song of the Year. What's that all about, though?
A smoothie is more like, well, it can be a ballad or just okay, I'm probably not the right one to try to explain this, but more like a slow shag.
Sure. Okay.
Just very smooth without that heavy beat. And
so that's the...
There's just so many good songs out there that fit in that smoothie category, actually. But
was there a particular song that you were nominated for in that?
Well, Where the Boys Are was nominated for
that. Was it?
And I have one called Left with a Broken Heart. Gosh, I can't even remember.
Okay. Well, I mean, I just was curious, but Where the Boys Are, that would be one that would qualify for that smoothie song of the year.
On the ballad side.
On the ballad side, yeah. Mm-hmm. Okay. So, but you know, I know you've gotten this, and I'm sure the biggest award is that female vocalist award winner. Anything else that you've been particularly proud of that's happened in your history of being a singing artist?
You know, I've tried to give that thought, and for me, I just feel honored that I've got so many followers now. They're not just from right here in my area. I have them North Carolina, Georgia, South Carolina, Virginia, West Virginia, Florida. It's branched out just from being in this. You wow. know, you put your music out and the DJs, they start playing and someone else hears it and they start playing it. And
sure.
So far, I've sent 3 CDs to Australia.
And that's pretty good, Rhonda.
I'm sending them to Switzerland, France, and I have no idea how the people are finding me, but I'm glad they are.
Absolutely.
But, you know, that has been amazing just to know that people enjoy my voice enough to spend their hard-earned money.
Sure.
To purchase it.
Absolutely.
And, you know, like I was saying earlier, I have great sponsors. And there's another couple, Janet and Tommy Oliver with Oliver Telecommunications. They have been really, really good to me and my husband. They've always had us a place to stay,
mm-hmm.
food to eat, and a big warm hug. So they've become like family to us as well. They've embraced us, and they tried for several years to get us to stay, and we wouldn't because it was awkward. We didn't know them.
Sure.
And I'm still amazed at the people that come up to you and offer you all these things. I just didn't realize there were so many people like that out there.
Well, that's when you know that you really are touching people's hearts, Rhonda.
Well, they're certainly touching mine. You know, like I said, I've got so many great friends that have came out of this beach music. I mean, we're just like a beach music family, and it helps to be able to meet at the beach.
Yeah, that's right. It does. Exactly. It does. But it seems to me, I'm looking over your schedule here, it seems like on Wednesday nights, you're at McCheers, McCormick Country Club, down there in McCormick. And today is Wednesday, so you'll be heading down there for that tonight?
I will be. As soon as I leave here, I will head that way.
Head that way. Now, McCheers, McCormick Country Club, it's a country club down there?
Yes, we have country club. It's small. And it's been there for many years.
For many years.
Many years.
That's right.
But it's...
kind of come out and bring stuff with you and come have a good time?
It is. You know, it's very friendly atmosphere. What we do is we rent the building.
Okay.
They don't have a staff there that takes care of us. Okay. We just rent the building ourselves. And very fortunate to say that... Apparently, Rhonda McDaniel does have a staff because I have several people that just pitch in and help me make this happen because they enjoy it so much.
How about that?
They do it just from the kindness of their heart. I have people that, I mean, they go in and set up the tables. They do whatever you have to do to make it work. Bring ice, bring food sometimes.
Sure.
But
well,
they're
terrific.
Just always there to help out. And I've got a huge following down in Savannah Lakes. And they have been tremendous support for me, as well as my locals. But at McCheers, we do it every Wednesday night unless I'm out of town. I keep it on my website, www.rhondamcdaniel.com. But it's from 7 till 10. It's a BYOB. Mm-hmm. It's a $5 cover. We do have to pay the rent.
Yeah, okay, understood.
But... if you want to bring snacks, you're welcome to do that. All we ask is just take your mess with you. We don't have a staff.
You don't have a staff to clean it up, so it's clean your own plates.
Yeah, but I sing all types of music there. I don't do just one thing. Whatever they want to hear, that's what I do.
That sounds like a lot of fun.
We do some line dancing and just try to have fun with everybody. You know, not everybody likes the same kind of music.
Sure.
So I try to mix it up and follow the crowd.
I guess it's probably a good time to be able to try out something new, too. It is. Try out, I mean, you know, for you, from an experimental type thing, to see the reaction that somebody may have to a new thing, something you're working on.
I'm guilty of doing that.
I figured you might be. And then I noticed that you are going to be here Friday, March 14th at 7 to 11 at Sundance Gallery with Meg's House fundraiser, No More Lies or Bruises, right there. This is going to be a great fundraiser, isn't it?
From what I can see and what I've been reading, it looks like it will be. I'm not sure at what time I will actually perform, and I'll only do a couple of songs because they have several artists that will be there doing that. But I was thrilled that they contacted me and asked me to be a part of it.
Sure. I think it's terrific. And, of course, that's Meg's House, and, of course, they can use all the help they can get. We're actually going to be talking more about that coming up, but I just did want to mention that you were going to be there for that. Well, Rhonda McDaniel, it has been an absolute pleasure to sit down with you this afternoon. We'll have to have you back again, play some more music, and do some more talking another day.
We will have to do that because, like you said, I'm just getting warmed up. There's so many things I probably left out.
Yes.
But time just flew.
That's right. We had a good time,
didn't
we? That's
a good thing.
Absolutely, so, it's a good thing.
Very comfortable right here with you, and I appreciate you having me on your show.
Absolutely. Thank you for coming and agreeing to sit down and share. You know you're listening to WCRS right here in Greenwood. Bye-bye, everybody.